मैं सब 7 महीने से पेश हुई हूँ।
मोदी जी झूठे इल्जाम लगवाते हैं और वो सोचते हैं कि विपक्ष झुक जाए। मैं हिंदुस्तान के हर नागरिक को बताना चाहता हूँ कि मैं और कांग्रेस पार्टी नहीं झुकेंगे।
During the year of 2016, Miss Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, all will be sentenced to a prison sentence, prison terms. That I am sure, because this is an open shut case, it's based on documents, it's not based on witnesses.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of The Big Fight. A lot to talk about today. First of all that happened in Patiala House, the National Herald case. What does that mean? The Congress continues to target Vendetta. It says that that's what's happening. There's a major political statement that's been made. So in a sense, has whatever that happened in Patiala House today in the National Herald case, is it giving the Congress a chance to try and make a big political comeback using this entire Vendetta angle, saying that we are being targeted? It's been done very successfully in the past. Is it going to happen again? So that's the first major subject that we're going to be taking a look on The Big Fight. But there's something else as well. Tomorrow could be the day that the so-called juvenile gang rapist is actually released. He's allowed to walk out. And there has been protests all through the day by Nirbhaya, or as they prefer to call her, Jyoti's parents, today saying that that's something which is happening, which is wrong. So we will turn our attention to that also a little later on The Big Fight and to see what the ramifications are. Incidentally, some people are saying that had the Rajya Sabha not been blocked all these days, maybe a new law would have come. May not have been retrospectively active, but maybe something could have been done. So two big subjects to be discussing on The Big Fight today. I'm going to start off though with Patiala House, National Herald and all the implications of that. Let me start off by welcoming right here in the studio, Pawan Khera, political analyst now, but very closely linked obviously to the Congress Party, Ashok Malik, senior journalist, with some affinity or sympathy to the BJP, let's call it that way. Siddharth Nath Singh is joining us as well, spokesperson of the BJP. Rajiv Shukla is joining us, Rajya Sabha MP of the Congress Party, been very close to the Gandhi family. Sanjay Hegde joining us as well right now. And a little later I'll introduce the people who are going to be joining us for the second debate that we are going to be doing. But Rajiv Shukla, why don't I start off with you? First, just what Dr. Subramaniam Swamy was saying to us just a short while back was, here you have, in a sense, the spectacle of the Gandhis actually being produced in court, and we made them stand there like anybody else. That's one of the things that he said. Siddharth Nath Singh, before I turn to Rajiv Shukla with that, do you think that's the big takeaway of today? But are you also scared that the other aspect of this, the fact that this will be treated as somebody being victimized, targeted, vendetta, that is something that has often backfired in the past? You go back in history, whenever somebody has been able to play that card, it quite often has worked in their favor.
Well, let's understand, Vikram, on two fronts. One, there is a legal necessity, and the legal necessity says that go to the court, because the court has said Rahul and Sonia hazir ho, not the BJP or the government of India. And therefore they need to go. Now, a legal necessity is being made into a virtue by calling it a political vendetta, which nobody will believe, because if you go into the history of the case, it started when Subramaniam Swamy was not part of the BJP. So all those things, if you, relate to, then certainly the facts will be there. But I don't think in politics one needs to worry if something has happened maybe two decades back, that's going to certainly happen now. The time
it's not just 2 decades back. I mean, I can come to closer examples right now. I quite often hear the BJP saying there's been, if anybody's had a vendetta against him, there's been a vendetta against Narendra Modi.
But there is,
let me finish what I'm saying, Siddharth Nath Singh. I'm saying that the BJP has, for example, often been saying that there's been a political vendetta against Narendra Modi for such a long time. But that actually substantiates what I'm trying to make, that whatever has happened in his case, he was able to
win election after election in Gujarat and eventually become
the Prime Minister. So sometimes being able to use the politics of being targeted can work in someone's favour.
Let me put, I think the best example I can give is how you convert into a political opportunity. It depends on the leadership. There is a Narendra Modi, and I'm sorry to say, here is a Rahul Gandhi. So I don't think the comparison is for converting into a political opportunity. But okay, certainly BJP is not scared if the Congress is saying it's a political vendetta.
All right. Rajiv Shukla, let me first ask you about the dynamics of what actually played out today. It was, the entire day was made into a made-for-television spectacle, almost, if I can call it that. And the Congress Party did use this milk the opportunity quite well. The leaders gathering, that walking to Patiala House, you know, press statement after that, all Congress leaders coming together. Are you seeing this as, in a sense, you're making a virtue out of something that is a necessity? They have to go to court. Now you're trying to make that into some sort of a way of making a political comeback on the back of vendetta politics.
Vikram, I mean, how can you say that it was all as if organized by Congress Party? We never invited this kind of court case. We had gone to the High Court to get the exemption from appearance. So saying that we organized this political event and we tried to milk it is something which cannot be, you know, digested by anyone.
No, Rajivji, my point is, yes, what happened in court today may have been foisted upon you. But you, and I'm almost paying you a compliment to say that you somewhat skillfully were able to make as much political capital out of it as you could today. So, you know, that's what happened.
No, we never attempt to take political capital out of it. In fact, Vikram, I'll tell you that all member of parliament, a lot many people, they wanted to go to the court. Mrs. Gandhi gave special instructions that nobody should go to the court. Very few people should be there. A list had been given. Only those people were allowed inside. Others were asked to stay in the ICC, and she said she would come back and meet them. And after the court hearing, she came back to ICC and met those people and thanked them. But she didn't allow all these people to go to the court. So she paid full respect to the judiciary. She never wanted any ruckus to be created outside the court or inside the court. So she never did something which was against the norms or the judicial proceedings or the decorum of the court.
Right.
So actually we did not organize any political event or try to take any political mileage out of it. It so happened that media was giving full coverage, so lot many people were there, and all these people were against Gandhi family. They were expecting that some adverse verdict would come, they will go to the jail and all that, and after that the party will be finished. So that thing has boomeranged and nothing has come out, so they are disappointed.
Okay, let me just get a couple of other views before I come back to both of you on where we are headed with there. Who do you think got the edge today? I mean, this could have been a really bad day for this, in a sense. Is a notable day, the Gandhis appearing in court.
Yeah, but
a criminal, and it's a serious charge. They are appearing in court, having to apply for bail. And you have heard Subramaniam Swamy saying that, look what we made them do. So
no, fair enough. Symbolically, Dr. Swamy has scored a victory. There's no denying that.
But politically, with the image of all of that, does it help?
It's a very preliminary stage in the case. So let's not jump the gun. How it will play out politically, frankly, it depends on what each party does. The memory which a lot of people in the Congress have is that of Mrs. Indira Gandhi in 78 after the Janata Party came to power. Now, at that point, remember, she was handcuffed. She was, Charan Singh very crudely went after her, got her arrested in the middle of the night, I believe. There was a case filed in Manipur against her for stealing chickens and eggs. You know, all sorts of crude stuff was done. If that is repeated here, obviously there will be a problem. But as of now, there doesn't seem to be any such situation at all. It's, the Congress may allege vendetta, and they have a right to allege vendetta politically. The BJP may be very happy at an adversary being in such a predicament. It also has a right to be so. But there are serious legal questions in the court of law that the Gandhi family has to answer.
Pavan Khera.
Vikram, the political vendetta started when Subramaniam Swamy lodged the first complaint. Whether he was a member of the BJP or not is a different. He was always intellectually and ethically and ideologically.
Different times of his
fair
career.
Enough.
There have been times when he's been very
fair
close
enough.
To the Congress party.
That was long back, medieval history. then Vikram, enforcement director gets transferred. Why? Because the joint director enforcement, Himanshu Lal, writes based on a technical circular that, sorry, unless there is an FIR, enforcement director cannot start an investigation. The guy is transferred. Mr. Katoch gets transferred. A new technical circular comes into force with effect from August. On your show, he boasts. Mr. Subramanian Swamy comes and boasts on your show. If I'm right, I saw it.
Well, yeah.
Last week on this very program,
Subramanian Swamy did come and say we got the enforcement.
And he kept tweeting against you after that.
Yeah, he called me mentally dim for questioning what did he mean by saying we.
Whatever Dr. Swamy may or may not boast, the fact is Mr. Katoch held two posts. He had to lose one.
Okay.
Second, this matter
in the court today has nothing to do with the ED.
No. Let me. Sorry, I'll have to finish this.
Then a new technical circular comes into force.
That if the court takes cognizance, the enforcement directorate can start an investigation. And then the honorable finance minister.
This doesn't have much to do with Malinga. Siddharth Nath Singh, Rajiv, let me get you another. Siddharth Nath Singh. You've been, BJP is at pains to say it's not vendetta, he's a private citizen when he filed his complaint. But a lot of what we've been hearing, including him saying that we argued a lot on this program last week as to whether we means him or the BJP government. But, is there close affiliation? You've been hearing the Congress all day long saying that the fact that he suddenly got a government bungalow is in a sense, a reward for what he's done in National Heritage.
Vikram, quickly let me answer two, three questions which have been raised. Firstly, one of the panelists just raised that Mr. Katoch got transferred. Now, let me just raise a logical question. When in August 2015, Mr. Katoch was transferred, did Congress say it's a political vendetta? Did they say anything beyond that? No word was spoken. When the court issues a summon to them, they call it a political vendetta. But they must decide what is it. Is the court, when the court between, orders gives
sorry,
a summon,
sorry,
that Vikram, becomes a political
between
vendetta?
Between the two events.
Please hang on. Siddharth, please hang on. I did not disturb you.
The enforcement director comes up with a new technical circular.
Hang on.
How would we know before that? We want to know only when the new technical circular got issued on 26 August 2015.
So that
as a party, as a Congress party, okay, how would we were to know that there will be a new technical circular?
Allow me to make my point.
Yeah, I hope that the panelists are decent enough to allow others to make a point, okay?
Yeah.
And secondly, when if the question comes on the housing and the security was given during the Narasimha Rao's time. It was removed under a political vendetta because Mr. Subramanian Swamy. It has been restored. As far as somebody needs to answer why Robert Vadra got all these facilities.
From the LTT,
why did Robert Priyanka Gandhi got a... Please, Priyanka Gandhi got a house. So all those things, the government
Rajiv
of the day is allowed to do certain things, and that doesn't become an excuse to call it a political vendetta, and that shows the shallowness of the Congress and those who are
Rajiv Shukla. What happens now in the Congress party, and what is the tack that the Gandhi family is going to be taking right now? There was a lot of debate even in Patiala House today. Are they going to be, remarks we made? Are they going to leave? Are they going to flee? And then very clearly the judge said, that's not going to happen. Are they going to be making a personal appearance again on the 20th of February? And are they going to continue to use this as a way to say that they're being targeted?
No, they'll be fighting the case legally. They will go by what the court directs as far as personal appearance exemption is concerned. That's up to the court what they decide, whether on security reasons or on some other reason they give it or not, but they will go by the legal route which would be suggested to them. So they will be paying full respect to judiciary. Another thing, Vikram, which I wanted to point out on my dear friend Siddharth Nath Singh, and I heard other BJP spokesperson also comparing this Swamy case with Priyanka Gandhi being given the house in Lutyen Jod. Priyanka Gandhi is a SPG protectee. All SPG protectees have been given houses. So I don't think they should drag unnecessary Priyanka Gandhi into this thing. Time and again they are repeating the same thing on different channels. That's completely wrong. Tomorrow any family member of any prime minister, suppose Mr. Bajpayee's family or any other Devgada's family, other family, they will all get SPG protection, and they will all get the houses, accommodation in Lutyens zone. So saying Rajiv, this that you know, the Swami's case should be compared with Priyanka Gandhi is completely wrong.
Siddhartha Singh, you're trying to respond to that.
Compare with many others who have been given. No, I'll compare with many others who have been given. There have been number of journalists who have been given. Devil Rajiv.
How you compare with others? That I can understand.
Will you deny
but
that?
Don't compare it with Priyanka Gandhi.
Don't be so touchy about. So, it is a comparable, but don't be touchy.
You
that's
also
all I
get
touchy.
You also get touchy, Siddharth.
Okay, can I get Sanjay Hegde, an advocate Supreme Court? Let's try and get some legal opinion on this now. So, Sanjay, your legal view of what happened in court today and entirely unexpected lines, and what do you see happening now in this case going forward?
See, let's take the personalities apart. If you take the personalities away, then this is one private citizen's complaint against two other people who happen to be members of parliament. They are summoned. They've appeared before court in response to the summons. After this, evidence has to be led, what we lawyers call pre-charge evidence. At this stage, the complainant and his other witnesses will be cross-examined, and the case will go on further. The legalist view of the process is that the process has just begun. I also see that there will be appeals in the Supreme Court. Maybe some observations will be deleted. But more or less, this is more or likely, more likely or not, the only appearance that the Gandhis will make in this case. Because hereafter, there are likely to be exemptions. There are also likely to be proceedings in the Supreme Court which may delay proceedings in the trial court. I don't see the matter going very much further from here.
All right, Sanjay.
Legally speaking.
All right, Sanjay Hegde, thanks for joining us. Can I just also perhaps, before we move to the other major subject that I'm going to talk about, I'm just trying to get a sense of what we should expect politically now going forward. I was again asking this question last week. Next week, Parliament, is it going to function? Is it not going to function? We've been hearing reports of some bills perhaps going through in the Rajya Sabha. No clarity yet on GST. So Rajiv Shukla, can I just use the occasion to ask you, what do you think is going to happen in Parliament beginning Monday?
Well, Parliament, we have committed that SCST atrocities bill will be passed, and then we have committed that appropriation bill, we will provide a passage to get it passed. So all those commitments which we have made in front of the chairman will be, will be done, and we'll be cooperating with the government on those issues. But other issues which we have been highlighting in this current session, we'll also be highlighting. And there are some discussions pending for which time has been allocated. If government is willing to have that discussion, then the opposition will be ready for that.
No, so I just want to ask you a direct question on the GST, because that obviously is a big bill that many people are waiting to see as to what is going to happen in that. Is there still a possibility?
Well, as far as GST is...
Is it still a possibility,
Vikram,
that you will sit in the government and try and pass GST?
No, Vikram, as far as GST is concerned, there is no consensus as yet. We have got 2-3 issues which have not been resolved as yet. And unless those issues are resolved, I mean, it would be very difficult to provide a passage for GST. And that BJP got it blocked for 4 years. 4 years didn't allow us to pass the GST. And today they are saying that GST is the only way by which Indian economy can be improved. We are really, this is our bill, we wanted it to be improved. We suggested three points in that. Now government is not willing to concede to those 3 points.
But okay,
unless there is a political consensus on that issue, I think we should wait. And
I'm just
meanwhile,
trying to
government can talk.
I'm
to
just trying to understand if we are back
and
at the
bring out a.
So I'm just trying to understand, sir, whether we are back at the process before this entire National Herald thing came up. There were some discussions that were taking place. Will that 1% tax be done away with, and so on and so forth. There were some efforts at a consensus. So are we back at that position? So if the government and you are you going to be having conversations Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to see if you can bridge the differences and still get that bill passed? Because it seemed after National Herald the story broke that all cooperation is over because the center stage is going to be vendetta politics or whatever it is that was called.
It's not National Herald. The political vendetta thing we have been raising for last 2-3 weeks. because a lot many cases the selective people are being picked up, they are being targeted. That's why this thing had been raised. It was not about Herald case in Gulam Nabi Azad had already made it very clear on the floor of the house. As far as coming 3 days are concerned, Vikram, there are only 12 hours for business to be conducted. The business advisory committee has already, you know, discussed this matter, and I mean it would be very Vikram difficult to discuss GST and get it passed and consensus can be arrived. So GST seems highly unlikely in this session. We will definitely consider it in next session, which is a budget session.
Oh dear. So that pretty much seems to be Vikram, a ringing the death knell for the GST right
Vikram,
now. The budget session, well, 20th is again going to be another hearing. Siddharth saying, you just heard what Rajiv Shukla saying, GST looks
no, I'm just going to make
session.
A small point.
Are you still
on
going to make an effort?
On 7th of December, they were willing to go ahead with GST. 8th of December comes the National Herald. That becomes an excuse, and the political vendetta argument starts from that day. Mr. Rajiv Shukla must keep his memory alive, and he will know the facts is that you started calling political vendetta from 8th of December, and 7th December you were willing to pass the GST. There was an understanding. So, therefore, do not block the parliament, do not block India to grow because Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi are unhappy.
Right. Are you
so giving... Siddharth, this is what we have learned. This is what we have learned from your sermons. You, for 10 years, you kept on blocking the parliament. Whenever as parliamentary affairs minister, I used to say, why are you blocking parliament?
The
response was... creating hallabulla, creating pandemonium and pandemonium in parliament is a democratic process.
If you have learned so much from us, democracy. I'll tell you something
this
more you must learn.
We have got from
follow
you.
The Uniform
so
Civil
we,
Code.
We
let's
can
talk
also
about Article 370.
For you.
Let us talk together about many other issues. I'm sure you have learned from us from that also.
No, price rise and other
so things. If you have learned a lot,
discuss.
You must follow that. So if you have learned a lot, please follow that also from us, what we are asking you to follow.
Get into the veil, stall the parliament and call it a part of parliament.
So that is where because...
Okay. That's the problem.
Well, so you are admitting, Mr. Shukla, you have admitted to Vikram Chandra that you are doing because we did it. That is only the ideology left in you.
So okay. We have raised certain issues on which we are also using the same process, same
well,
method.
Your issues have been sorted out.
Well, you know, I keep saying it's sad. I wish I would find other ways to protest.
The only thing we have not been able to
all
sort
right,
out
can
is
I?
Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi may be impeached in the by the court.
How can they
be impeached by the court?
Impeached
by the court.
Impeached is a wrong word. I'm sorry. Just check your law.
Well, okay. They can be anyway, but okay. Well, I'm going to have to move on from here. I'm going to have to move on from here.
Actually, only Parliament can impeach
anyone. Rajiv Shukla just saying, very unlikely that the GST is going to go through in this session of Parliament, and that's clearly the way it's looking. Siddharth Singh, thank you so much for joining us as well. But you know, we're talking about what happens in Parliament, and Parliament can't function. Well, I'll tell you something else that did not go through the Rajya Sabha, and that was the Juvenile Justice Act. Now, obviously, it could not have been applied retrospectively to the Nirbhaya case or the Jyoti case, as her parents say, why don't you just refer to her by her name? It could not be applied. But as a result of that, the other big story that we are going to want to discuss today is the fact that juvenile gang rapist is going to be walking out. He's going to be walking free. And that is something that Jyoti's parents have been extremely upset about. They've been protesting all through the day, saying that they are not getting justice. And now on the big fight, we would like to turn our attention to that as well. Let me go across to Tanima, who's been there with Jyoti's parents earlier in the day. Tanima, why don't you tell us what's happening out there? I still believe there are a lot of very upset people around you, and the parents really, really disheartened, almost dismayed at the fact that this particular person is going to be walking scot-free tomorrow.
That's right. In fact, it's been decided by the High Court that there will be no interference in his release. We have some of these people who had been protesting outside that correction home where the juvenile has already been shifted because of security concerns. Why were you outside the correction home today? He's already been shifted from there. The High Court said it's not going to intervene. You know, it cannot order for the juvenile stay to be continued over there. Why were you outside the correction home?
See, the High Court has put a stay, has refused to put a stay on the continuation of the juvenile's arrest. But the government still has a lot of means. The government still can take some action. So all we want to show is that the youth of the country is really angry on this. And the youth of the country wants the government to take some corrective measures.
There were a lot of women protesters over there. In fact, several young women, articulate young women like you, who were basically saying that you feel in a way cheated that the parliament has not yet been able to pass the Juvenile Justice Act, the amendments in the Juvenile Justice Act.
Exactly. See, what I really fear for is the next morning when I'm going to wake up and my mom, she'll be really feared to send me outside. She'll be very afraid to send me outside, because when she knows a juvenile can be, you know, like sent out of the jail or can be released out of the jail so easily by just a sentence of 3 years, irrespective of the fact that the rapist, they pull out your intestines. So, I don't know. Like, I myself fear traveling in any public transport. How do I know that if that guy is not sitting right next to me?
Right. So, that's some of the concerns, in fact, that a lot of people were voicing today. Let's just listen in quickly to what Nirbhaya or Jyoti Singh's mother actually had to say at that protest outside the correction hall.
Pradhan Mantri ji, pure vishwa ka bhraman karte hain. Kahte hain ki hum desh ka vikas kar rahe hain. Aaj isi desh mein, isi road pe महिलाएं मरती हैं, बच्चियां मरती हैं, लेकिन कोई कानून नहीं होता। जब कुछ भी घटना होती है तो सब अपना बयानबाजी करते हैं कि ये बदल जाएगा। आज 3 साल हमने इंतजार किया, हर दर पे जाके हाथ जोड़ी, लेकिन लास्ट में क्या सरकार और कानून हाथ उठा दिया कि मेरे पास कोई कानून नहीं है, और बलात्कारियों को रिपोर्ट कार्ड पकड़ा दिया कि तुम बलात्कार करो और जेल में आओ, हम तुमको मशीन देंगे, पैसे देंगे और एक कमेटी बना के तुम्हारी सुरक्षा करेंगे।
All right, very, very clearly upset mother of Jyoti, and perhaps understandably so, waiting for justice all this time. And I guess the big question that has to be asked is that they have to wait in a case where there's been so much attention, you know, what's going to happen elsewhere. Nishtha Gautam is joining us now, academic at the Delhi University. In a couple of minutes, we'll be joined by KTS Tulsi and Vinod Tikku as well. Your take on what's happening out here and the fact that the juvenile is actually going to walk out.
I think there's no way that we can stop that release, right? Because the law of the land is taking its course. I mean, as per the law, the juvenile needs to be released. And the amendment which was proposed last year, if it becomes the law, even then it won't apply retrospectively. What we, you know, everybody's upset. I was there at the protest in December 2012. It upsets me greatly to see the mother being so disgusted by the entire system. But the point is that things need to change.
If you look at what's happening, if you study what happens across the world, there are many cases where relatively young people, younger than he was when he committed this crime, he was just a few months short of 18. You've had in the US, in the UK, all across Europe, children who are 15 years, 16 years, sometimes even 14 years, who've actually had much harsher, much more serious punishment because there's been a genuine concern as to whether they continue to pose a danger. That's not yet happening in India.
That is not happening. But, you know, as I saw the bill, the amendment, 16-year-olds will now be tried as, you know, as adults if they commit adult crimes. Because what we are doing here is that we are just making it into a very emotive issue that this one person should not be released. I think that is a bit unrealistic. It will, you know, it does not stand the test.
I mean, you know, our friend Subramaniam Swamy, who actually seems to be the main person in the news, or the person who's behind this particular case as well.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's behind this particular case also. But, and I know Meneka Gandhi said that, you know, if the Juvenile Justice Act had been passed in Parliament, you know, something, this government would have gone free. Well, in the sense that it couldn't have been retrospectively applied in his case, but maybe it would have. Could it perhaps have had a different outcome? You know, more serious efforts have been made to try and keep him inside?
I have no sympathy for this person and for the juvenile, and I believe he continues to pose a danger to society. Having said that, the law is the law.
the law doesn't always conform to our sense of justice. The law doesn't always conform to our sense of closure.
So you're
the
saying
law
that
is the law.
You're saying that, that in a sense that by the spirit of the law he has to be allowed to walk out tomorrow, but it's not necessarily
by
justice.
The letter of the law. I would say he has to be
by the letter of the law. He has to be released.
He has to be allowed to walk out. I think that you can't keep him back, but certainly he should be monitored. He should be tracked. If electronic tracking of this person is possible, that should also be done. But you can't keep him beyond his sentence.
Okay, Pavan Khera. What I was saying about in other countries, you know, that and sometimes people go completely off the rails, which is why you do have to worry about the protection of children, because we just heard the case in the U.S. where a 12-year-old boy, you know, of Indian origin, was locked up for 2-3 days because, you know, he was joking about having a bomb. So obviously that's crazy also.
Vikram, courts
having said that, somebody who's 17 and a half, who gang rapes somebody, tortures her, mutilates her, murders her in the most savage fashion.
But if you have
fashion,
a law which
is not
says
necessarily
what it does, what do you do?
Yeah, so
fair enough. I agree with Ashok. Courts are also bound by law, but governments and the political, you know, this morning I did a Twitter poll, who failed Nirbhaya? The options were the political class, society, media, 3-4 options. The maximum votes are for the society. So it's all political class has to respond to the ever evolving social requirements.
Okay, but
we've all failed her in the sense that this law should have been passed in 2000. Why was the age increased from 16 to 18? Why? Weren't we on the threshold of a social media revolution?
Actually, that's a relevant thing. If in 2000 it hadn't been changed, then he would have been fine.
Exactly. So, 16.
So that's the first thing to look at. KTS Tulsi, let me just come and ask you, you know, specifically on the case of this person, because very high emotions have been running all through the day, somewhat overtaken by what's been happening in Patiala House and National Herald, but very strong emotions all during the day. You heard what Jyoti's mother's, the sense that of anger, of grief, of lack of justice that she was expressing. What is your take? You think it's correct that he's walking out free tomorrow?
Of course, that's the law. And the courts also, as well as the society, must cooperate with upholding the law. The purpose, the law must stand up to public opinion if it is contrary to the letter of the law. And that's what the courts are doing. I'm very sad about some of the media channels building up this hysteria as if a crime is being committed and not understanding the manner. This is not even release. This is mere restoration. Restoration of a person, of a juvenile, of an erstwhile juvenile who is now an adult back into the society. And for that, the law requires, Rule 17 of the Juvenile Justice Rules, they require that there should be a pre-release plan, and pre-release plan must have been in operation for almost a year. And he must have been regularly examined by psychologists, psychiatrists, and his mental health, his attitudes, and also must have been inculcated into some skill.
If I could play devil's advocate out here, when you're saying via the
employment, then there is post-release plan.
Okay, Mr. Tulsi, if I could just ask you now, you're saying why is the media, you know, whipping up hysteria around this particular case? Look, you're correct that the spirit of the or the letter of the law is being followed in this particular case, and I don't think anybody can question that yes, as per the letter of the law, he should walk out tomorrow. I think the broader question that we are asking right now, and I want to get your take on that, is at the end of the day, though, even if the letter of the law is being followed, is justice being done? Because he was a few months short of being 18 when he committed one of the most brutal and heinous of crimes. Somebody who at 17 and a half can gang rape a woman, mutilate her, torture her, murder her in the most brutal manner as possible, and it's not yet 100% crystal clear that he's exhibiting any remorse or that he's really sorry for himself or that he's been reformed, that man is coming out tomorrow. So that's why I think the media is questioning this, that yes, the spirit, the letter of the law is being honored, but is it really justice?
Vikram, I don't know whether you have heard the kind of hysteria which certain channels have built up.
I'm not defending other channels. I'm just questioning you.
On the receiving end in those channels also.
No, I'm not questioning other channels or defending what somebody is doing or not doing. I'm just asking you a simple question, that at the end of the day, Sometimes you can say that
what I'm,
you know, sometimes you can have somebody who's being, who, you know, gets a punishment and you say it's as per the letter of the law, but you say, well, maybe we've been a bit unfair out here. Or as in this case, somebody is getting out as per the letter of the law, but people may feel that this is not quite fair what is happening. So I'm trying to get your sense of that.
I can say that there is no such thing as perfect justice. There is no judgment on which there is complete unanimity. Some people think the sentence is too harsh, others may think it's too mild. But it is actually just the wisdom of the judge, and wherever there is discretion. In this case, there is not even a discretion with anybody. And so long as there is a pre-release plan and post-release plan according to which he is being restored back in the society, and then there is individual care plan which is made by experts. So let us trust the experts to have examined him and taken into account all kinds of eventualities.
Okay, Nishad, we can, get your
we can
take
trust them.
Yeah.
Then the others
have,
want to join
to
us.
Have
also
taken a sound decision.
All right, Nisha.
Vikram, I just wanted to
yes.
throw some light on the NCRB data. There has been a spike in crimes committed by the juveniles, and especially against women. The crime against women, 188% jump in that. Times are changing. The law needs to change. There is a study, when organized crime is studied internationally, the gangs, they prefer recruiting underage, minors and juveniles, so that they can go scot free. They have okay. this idea that they will,
So to fix that, in a general
that hysteria
sense, the Juvenile
is
Justice
important.
Act needs to be passed, and maybe Parliament should think about doing that really, really fast at some, if Parliament can function some point, hopefully from Monday. But on this particular case, perhaps there is no clear remedy. But we'll take this a little forward, continue this discussion just in a couple of minutes. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be back to take a look at this. What, by the way, do all of you think, at the end of the day, as Mr. Tulsi was saying, public opinion doesn't really matter. The letter of the law will have to be followed in this case. But I'd be fascinated to know what all of you think about this. So do send in all of your comments also as we go into this break. Welcome back to The Big Fight, and Shazia Elmi now joining us, spokesperson of the BJP. But Shazia, we just heard short while back Rajiv Shukla saying that GST is not going to be passed in this session of Parliament. Perhaps hope still springs eternal for the Juvenile Justice Act. I wanted to get your sense, Shazia, on the fact that the juvenile gang rapist in the Jyoti case is being released tomorrow, is going to be walking out. Now, yes, as per the letter of the law, as Mr. Tulsi was telling us and others were saying, it's as per the letter of the law. But at the end of the day, what is your take on it?
Yes, and I would like to offer more than my spin, because this is something that one feels very strongly about. I do not agree with Mr. Tulsi at all that public opinion does not matter. Laws are not cast in stone. Laws are also not a straight line. It seems very difficult to understand and comprehend For anybody, that if you're under 18, you can go scot-free for the same crime, and if you're over 18, you'll get either the gallows or life imprisonment. And juvenile is what juvenile does. So instead of looking at just the age, in a country like ours, where verification of age certificates are prone to be fudged, and they happen all the time, we are taking the age so seriously as to really make a mockery of the justice system, as it should be. Laws of a people. People have to endure the laws, the enforcement and lack of it. So they're not for experts. So I think now, having seen that the juvenile crime has gone so much, overall, not just against women, but also where thefts are concerned and other crimes are concerned, I think it's imperative that we all look at it.
No,
and
I think
the will of the individual is important. It's very unfortunate. You mentioned GST, and I think that's important. But something like this, imagine for the woman, Asha ji, who lost her daughter to such brutality, that all we could have done is just given some peace to her, by at least ensuring that such a cruel monster, who was not juvenile at all in his thoughts and actions, has gone scot-free. I think we have to do something in these heinous, viscerally cruel cases. There has to be an exception.
Mr. Tulsi, Shazia says there should have been an exception in this case. All right.
And
so let me just ask Mr. Tulsi. Shazia is saying there should have been an exception in this case. This is an exceptional case. There should have been an exception made. What could have been done, if anything? Mr. Tulsi, I don't think you can hear us very clearly. So let me just come to all of you. Could anything have been done?
No, I don't know. Under the existing law, certainly not. I'm sure. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand law that much. But I'm told by experts that under the existing law, nothing much could have been done. Having said that, I think all of us, activists included.
You heard Dr. Swamy charging he's been radicalized and therefore, you know, he could have been kept under some other
Charge. I don't want to comment on Dr. Swamy because
especially today you don't...
I've never sort of... I mean, let's not talk about him and digress from the issue. The issue is, I think activists and political parties and all of us should have certainly got down together and done something about it. Courts, I don't know.
I'm trying to ask you what, because if he's walking...
Many people
are going to be asking that, what could have been done?
I think what you can do...
If anything, I don't think the rest of us being able to find what could have been done.
If the government and the police, local to wherever he's going to live, in UP or Delhi, wherever he's going to live, should come up with an announcement saying he is free, but he is going to be monitored, he is going to be tracked, he is going to report to local police.
Should his name be made public?
He's under watch.
So should his name be made public? Sorry, this is something
absolutely,
else?
Absolutely. I am sorry, I feel very strongly about it. He certainly should be. The victim's name is made public.
It should be made
the
public.
The parent's name is made public. Why shouldn't his and name and face be...
He's a mature person now. He's an adult.
Absolutely.
Vikram, there's one thing.
Along with his family's name.
We seem to have forgotten the Uber case. The biggest lacuna that had come out in the public domain was that the verification checks were not carried out with dexterity. You know, there were police lapses in verification, which is why a history sheeter, you know, this guy had a criminal record.
The
Uber driver, the serial offender. So, and yet, you know, he could
you're saying this man should be monitored?
This man should be monitored. Mr.
Tulsi, let me get you in on the point that, first of all, do you think his name should be made public? Is that against the law, against the rules, against the whatever? That if the Jyoti's parents were saying that we can name our daughter, why should this person be allowed to have his name kept secret? People should know who he is and what he did.
I don't think he can hear.
Are you asking me?
Yes, Mr. Tulsi, I'm asking you. Oops. Just on that moment, Mr. Tulsi, you know, goes away. So, Shazia, let me get you back. On the naming of this particular person.
You know, Vikram, again it goes... Yes. Vikram, the main problem here is because under the Act as it exists now, this I want to call him a monster or a rogue or anything, but not a child or a minor. I don't feel like. Because he's underage, his name can't be revealed. And there is a distinction between minors and adults and as they are.
He's no longer.
Because of which, we can't name him and shame him. Of course, a victim was, I want to call the victim a survivor, but of course, Anirbhaya did not survive the bestiality that was meted out to her. But the victim's name has to be kept a secret and should not be revealed out of the family, the whereabouts.
Okay.
But the perpetrator, if it's not a minor, the name can be given out.
Okay,
His deeds were not that of a minor. And that is what I want to contest.
Okay, Mr. Tulsi, now can I ask you that question, that is it...
So the quantum of punishment
correct?
Should
is it
be
allowed
to
is
the
it
nature of crime
name,
and not
to
the
name
age.
The rapist, in the juvenile who's walking free, can he be named
the
now?
The former juvenile.
He's not a juvenile anymore, so now can he be named?
No, he cannot be named. He cannot be named because at the time when he committed the offense, he was a minor, he was a juvenile, and therefore, despite the fact that he has been tried and he has done three years of children's home, it's not deemed to be a conviction. It does not disqualify him for all the civic duties or the civic rights. And if he is named, there could be danger to his life. As a rule, you cannot disclose the name of a juvenile who is being restored back in society. If people get to know, he will never get assimilated in this society. The whole purpose is to convert him into a law-abiding, responsible citizen.
Okay.
And everything that is required to be done for that purpose has got to be adhered to.
But sir, he's not shown any remorse whatsoever. What makes you think he won't be a threat?
I mean, do people, I think what Shazia is asking is, do people have a right to be warned? If he is not showing remorse, he is a potential threat to somebody else or a danger. Unless then there is some way of monitoring him or watching him to make sure he doesn't attack somebody else.
There is always monitoring. He is periodically examined. He has to report. And not only that, if he may not report, he will be effectively monitored, particularly in this case, for the sake of his own safety also, because there is grave danger to his life. He is become a symbol of hatred of the entire society, and he may have to be transposed into some other place. Okay. And his name will not be disclosed, his identity will not be known, he will have to be facilitated into assimilation of the society and turning out to be a responsible citizen.
All right, Mr. Tulsi, but I'm afraid we are flat out of time right now, so we're going to have to leave it there just for the moment. Thank you all so much for having joined us. You've been watching The Big Fight. We'll be back again next week. Bye for now.